This is Anna Klein. I'm a composer living in the Hudson Valley, and this is my choice of women composers through history for Women's History Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 3rd. Anna Bonn, the Venetian virtuoso, one of the stars of the Coro, the celebrated girls' orchestra at the Pietà Orphanage in Venice, and a prolific composer who held some of the most exalted posts in Europe in her all-too-short life. She wasn't, actually, an orphan, but her parents were touring musicians, constantly on the road, and had just come back from St. Petersburg when she was born, in Venice, in 1738. At the age of four, they enrolled her as a fee-paying student at La Pietà, the school where Vivaldi had taught, and when she emerged at 18, she was an accomplished composer and harpsichord virtuoso, rejoining her parents at some of the finest courts in Europe. The Margrave of Brandenburg made her his chamber music virtuosa at his court in Bayreuth. The early 1760s she spent at Eisenstadt, engaged by the Esterházys, along with young Joseph Haydn. So, much of her music survives because it was preserved at these great courts. Trio sonatas, solo sonatas, divertimentos and songs, one lost opera. Her Opus 3 set of trio sonatas dedicated to the Elector of Bavaria are particularly beautiful. And then we lose sight of her until her death in 1767, by which time she had married an Italian singer and was employed at the court of Thuringia in Germany. There was a smallpox epidemic sweeping Europe at that time. Perhaps she died from smallpox, or perhaps she died in childbirth. We just don't know. Anna Bonn, 1738 to 1767. I'm Anna Klein, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.